guys, what's up and welcome back to another episode of A Conversation with Jenna. If this is your first time here, hey, I'm Jenna and I'm so glad that you're joining me today. A little disclaimer that you'll hear in every episode is this. What you're about to hear are my personal thoughts, opinions, and experiences. I am not an expert and not everything that I say will be factual. Please do your own research and think for yourself. As always, my hope is that my life experiences can help you in yours. So sit back and soak in the goodness. Let's jam. Okay, I'm recording two podcasts today, right back to back. So my voice is probably going to get a little bit hoarse because it's already feeling so scratchy. And during the last podcast I was recording, I had to stop like five times to take some water. So pardon that. But today we're going to talk about my horrific IUD experience. And you all know that I had a horrific IVF experience, not actually with the IVF process, but with the clinic that I used. And if you didn't know that, you can go back to season two and listen. I highly encourage that if anybody is thinking about going through IVF, please go and listen to my podcast about it and like, please educate yourself. Please, because that's something I didn't do. And again, I didn't do that when I went into the IUD. And here's the thing. I've been on birth control my entire life and like I'm currently not sexually active. And so, but here's the thing. When I was in London and I had a one night stand with the guy, you know, the meet cute that I'm sure you listened to that from episode one of this season, we didn't use protection. I wasn't on birth control and I'm surprised that he didn't pull out like a condom, but he didn't. And we were very safe though. Like there was no way that we were going to get pregnant. But I had just thought to myself, like, I want to be able to have sex with someone if I just meet them for the first time and like we're really into each other, like I did with that guy in London. But I'm not sexually active like every single day. It may be like once a year, if that. And so I really don't want to take the pill every day because I just don't see the point in doing that if it's only going to be like one time a year. And so like, what are the other birth control options? And I was talking with my doctor and she was like, you should do an IUD. And I was like, duh, of course I should do an IUD. I can't believe I didn't think about this sooner. Like I've been on birth control for a long time. Like why have I never gotten an IUD? So she emails me over like some OBGYNs that she suggests that like her office recommends. And I just like call one up because they were like close to where I live. And I made an appointment for IUD consultation. And that was it. I didn't think to like Google search. I didn't think about it because A, no one has ever... I've heard multiple women talk about IUDs, but all in a positive way. And my doctor never once told me, hey, just a little side note, but it's going to fucking hurt like hell. Nope. I've never heard anything about an IUD hurting. I've never once. Okay. So I go in for my consultation. And this should be like a pretty short podcast, but I have to get off my chest and I have to share it with you all because everybody needs to know. And it's totally my fault that I didn't like do some research about it, just like with the IVF clinic, because the actual IVF, like giving myself the shots and having the procedure, I would do that over again 100 times. I loved it. It was fun. Like I loved giving myself shots. I loved that I was responsible and I was on a schedule and I could like pack up my shots with me and put them in a little cooler and take them where I needed to go and set my alarm. Like I love doing that stuff, like being organized and planning and mwah, chef's kiss. Okay. I felt really cool. And then like the day of the procedure, I mean, if you guys know, like it went so smoothly. I told the anesthesiologist, I was like, if you don't take this port out of me, I'm about to take it out because I want to go home. And I just like went home, went to sleep, and then I started drinking beer. So it was just like perfect, which by the way, I should probably get a beer right now. Hold please. Okay, I'm back. I just poured myself a glass. So now let's rock and roll. And to be honest, I don't even remember where I left off. So my doctor had just like given me some recommendations of some OBs and I just chose one that was like right by my house. And then I called and made an appointment. And this was like November, I think, when I decided that I wanted to do it. And I was like, hey, I'm trying to get this in like by the end of the year. Like for some reason, I just really, it's because the company that I worked with fucked me over for my new insurance plan for 2025. God, I'm currently looking for a new job. Please wish me luck. I will get into the narcissist at work that I work with. Oh my God, I have not had a lot of good luck finding like good managers who are like awesome and supportive and who aren't men who are douchebags. Can anybody else raise your hand? Yep, that's you too. Okay, good. I'm glad I'm not alone. I'd like to get the IUD in before the end of the year. Like, I would like for it to hit this insurance because I didn't know if Cigna would cover it. I had no idea about anything. I was like, just get me in. I want to do this. I don't want to have a period anymore, and I want to be protected if I randomly want to have sex with a guy that I just meet. Okay. So, okay, so we go in, I go in for the consultation, and I mean, it seems like a nice enough doctor's office. Actually, in like 2022, I went to get like a brace, and it was in like the same like medical complex of the OB. Great. So I go in, we sit down, I'm talking with the doctor, and she's just like, okay, so you know that it could be painful. And I was like, girl, I went through IVF. Like, how much more painful can it be? Not even that IVF was painful, but IVF, like, mentally, like, you have to be strong mentally to do it. Like, there are women who can't even give themselves the shots. Like, they have to have their spouse do it. Like, I don't have a spouse, so I had to be the only one to do it. And I'm not saying that those women aren't strong, but, like, to go through IVF, you have to be mentally strong. You just have to. You're pumping hormones into your body. You know what I mean? Like, and a lot, I don't have infertility issues. The reason why I did it is because I froze my eggs because I'm single and 36 and I would like to have a child, I think. And so I just am doing it for like an insurance policy. But most women who go through IVF, it's because they're infertile. So God, it's like the fertility industry is such a fucking scam. You go back and listen to my episodes about my IVF journey. About my egg freezing journey. That's what it's called. God, it was horrific. Anyways, so she was like, it could be painful. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, what kind of pain are we talking about? Like, I went through IVF. I've had bad period cramps. I know what it feels like to be constipated and try to go poop. Like what are you talking about? And she was like, okay, well, I think you understand. Like, just make sure you take some ibuprofen beforehand. I was like, okay, great. So I leave, they're able to schedule me to get the IUD the next day. Perfect. So I took about 800 milligrams of ibuprofen. I get into the doctor's office. Of course, they have to do a urine sample to make sure I'm not pregnant, even though I'm definitely not pregnant because I've had sex since August, right? My periods are very regular. Like, I don't miss periods. I don't skip periods. Like, I'm telling you, I've been on birth control, right, my whole life, but like, I am surprised I haven't been pregnant just because like of how regular I am with my cycle. But because, you know, it's only a 99% chance that it's effective. And like, my parents had my brother when my mom was on birth control. So it's just like, I'm just really surprised, but I'm also very careful because I don't want to have a baby yet. Like, I'm not financially ready to have a baby. You guys already know me. Like, I like to be structured. I like to be organized. I like to have a schedule. I like to plan. I don't want to be like, oh, surprise. Oh shit. What the fuck am I going to do? No. That shit has to be planned. So anyways, I'm just really surprised I haven't got pregnant because I'm fertile. And I'm so regular with my periods. I never miss. Okay. So, I'm really thankful I haven't been pregnant. Okay. So the time comes, they take my urine sample and then I am in the waiting room or like in my little room waiting for the doctor for like 20 minutes. At this point, I'm kind of pissed off because I'm like, what the fuck? You're already 20 minutes late. And like, how long is a pregnancy test take? I mean, I don't know, but I'm assuming that's kind of what the holdup is they're just making sure I'm not pregnant. So by the way, like in the like exam room, they have these little cups for you to do a urine sample. I had to pee so bad and I was already undressed. So I wasn't going to get dressed just to go pee. So I like filled up three of those cups as I was waiting. And I was like so concerned that they were going to come in while I was peeing in the cup. But like, you know, they always knock first. Okay. So it comes, the nurse comes in, the doctor comes in, and they're like, okay, let's start. I'm like, okay, great. Like, I am just so happy, so positive, like, so bubbly, like, let's do this. Like, I can't wait. And, you know, when I was there for my consultation and when I was there for the day of the procedure, they were kind of looking at me like, she's really happy. Like, I kind of feel like in the back of their heads, they're like, she's about to be in for a rude fucking awakening because this is supposed about to be the most goddamn fucking painful thing she's about ever about to go through. But we told her it was going to be painful and we told her that she was need to take some ibuprofen. Yeah, fuck you. Okay. So the doctor's in, my pants are off, I'm laying back, I'm like, is this good? You know, and I get pap smears. And I know, like, when she said it was going to be painful, I'm just thinking, I get regular pap smears, I have period cramps, I've been through IVF. Like, what kind of pain could this possibly be? And then it happens. So I guess I've been told that they have to dilate you to 2 centimeters. But I can't imagine that being dilated to 2 centimeters is actually the painful part. People are like, well, you know, you're dilated to 2 centimeters. I'm like, that is that's tiny. Like a big dick is bigger than that. You know what I mean? Like, you know, like I've had some big dick. Like there's no way that that's what that could be the pain. So they open me up. They like basically induce, you know, they induce you to 2 centimeters. And then all of a sudden, I feel a little bit of cramping. And then all of a sudden, I was feeling the most excruciating pain that I've ever felt in my entire fucking life. I was yelling at the doctors that you better hurry up, get this out right now. This needs to hurry up. I'm in so much pain. This hurts so bad. And the doctor was like, you want me to take it out? And I said, hurry up. You better take this out. You better do this. And she's like, do you want me to take it out? And I just kept telling her, you better hurry up. You better take this out. Like, this is so painful. You better hurry up. Like, you need to get this out now. And it was hell. And it was horrific. And it was the most horrifying experience that I've ever had in my entire life. And I am still traumatized from it. And I think it's been in for a week now. I am literally traumatized. I will never forget that pain that I went through, ever. And I don't wish that pain upon my worst enemy. And the nurse had to come over and I had to squeeze the nurse's hand. And I felt helpless. I felt like, what the fuck did I just get into? The doctor's office did not educate me that it could be this painful. I was not given any pamphlet about the pain. I was not even given a drug to ease the pain. And then afterwards, the bitches start to try to talk to me when I almost passed out because it was so painful. I was pale in the face. I thought I was going to vomit and I thought I was going to shit my pants. And I just had to lay on my side. And these bitches are like, how much ibuprofen did you take? Did you eat anything? When was the last time you've eaten? It's like, I don't feel like they were blaming it on me, like the amount of pain. I think that they were just asking, like, the nurse that I had was so excellent. And the doctor that I had, you could tell that she was seriously concerned. She was concerned for how much pain I was in. And the nurse was seriously concerned. The nurse did not leave my side until I told her I was ready. I had to have the vomit bag and I just kept spitting up like heavy, like saliva. And I was so pissed off that they were trying to talk to me. I'm like, why the fuck are you talking to me right now? I was telling my friend Kim about my IUD experience and she was like, yep, that's exactly what it's like to have a baby. And that's what afterwards the doctor had said. That's the pain that you experienced is actually what it's like to go through labor. Looked at her and I said, so if I just experienced labor, why was I not given any heavy pain medication? They get fentanyl through the epidural in labor. And she was like, this response just really pissed me off. She was like, well, now that we know that it's so painful for you, when we go to take it out, we'll definitely give you some medication. I said, what? It's gonna hurt again when you take that shit out? Because you know, I'm like planning on going through like an embryo transfer probably within 4 years. And this IUD, I got the Moderna one. Nope, it's not Moderna. The one with the M. The Moderna is like the scar cream. I can't remember what it's called, but it's supposed to last 8 years. And I was like, what? It's going to hurt this much again to take it out? I said, I better be fucking unconscious when you take that shit out. That pain was ridiculous. And I was just so pissed off that they didn't give me medicine for the pain. And I was laying on the table and I was literally hopeless. Like, what did I just sign up for? What did I just agree to? How come I'm in this much pain? Should I be in this much pain? And am I just the unlucky one? It was god awful. Don't get an IUD. Don't do it. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. Don't do it. And I told the doctor, I said, well, now you've officially decided that I'm either going to have a scheduled C-section or I'm going to use a surrogate, because there's no way in hell that I'm ever going to be put through that pain again. Obviously, I'm going to have to when I get the IUD taken out, but I will make sure that I'm heavily medicated. I will find an OBGYN who will make sure that, dude, sign me up for anesthesia. Like, can't you put some laughing gas on me and just make me passed out? Because it was so painful. I will not be going back to that clinic again, because I've spoken to a friend who's had 4 IUDs. 3 of her IUDs, she said, were painless. And the last one, she said it hurt. And she said she'll never go back there again. She's like, it shouldn't hurt this bad. As they were putting it in, she was like, this hurts. Why does this hurt? This shouldn't hurt so bad. I've had 3 and they were painless. I said, oh, friend, mine were not painless. And then I had to go, we did the Nutcracker at the studio this year for Christmas instead of doing our annual Rock the Holiday and Rock the Holiday performance. And I didn't know that it was going to be this excruciating. I didn't know. I thought I was going to die. And then we had to have our first night of Nutcracker was that night. And I was like, I don't know how I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to go there and do hair and makeup. And how am I going to survive this? It was horrendous. So again, I said to my doctor, I said, well, you've just determined for me that I'm never going to go through labor. And I don't understand women who choose to go through that much pain, because they say that you forget how painful it is. There's no way that I'm going to forget how traumatized I was. Yes, do I remember the pain? Well, if I said yes, I'd be lying to you, because I can't remember exactly what it feels like. But my brain remembers that there was a lot of pain. My body knows that I was traumatized. My brain remembers that I was thinking, gosh, my mic keeps going out and it's really bothering me. My brain remembers that I was really traumatized. My brain remembers how painful it was. My brain was like, warning, 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 don't do this again. Warning, warning, warning. Like, I just felt hopeless as I was on the table. And I guess I should have done more research, because when I spoke with other people about it, they knew that it was really painful. No one in my life that I know of has had an IUD. I've only heard stories like on the internet and people through their YouTube videos. And it would have just, I will never go through labor pain. And so if I can afford a surrogate, oh, I would love to have a surrogate. I would love it. Like, that would be a dream come true. But they're like so expensive, so expensive. And it was really traumatizing, really traumatizing. And I'm never going to do it again, ever. Nope, I'm never. It was so fucking painful and so traumatizing. So please do your research. Please make sure that this is what you want to do. And you know what? Something else that kind of pisses me off is, like, you know, when you watch postpartum videos or labor and delivery videos, like people put it on their YouTube. Do you know not once has anybody ever talked about how painful labor is? Even all of the women in my family. No one has ever told me, hey, labor is so painful. Like, my sister-in-law has had 2 kids recently. Well, first of all, she's never told me about her labor story. But she was never like, Jenna, that was the most painful thing I've ever been through in my entire life. Nothing. No one has ever talked about the pain. And I just think, are you in like such bliss of like just having a baby that you just literally forget all of the pain that you went through? Like, no one has been honest about how painful it is. I had no idea. Like, obviously you knew it was painful because you're pushing a baby out of your vagina. But I, like, when you're, like, in labor and you have your contractions, no one ever says, like, how excruciatingly painful they are. And I guess I'm here to tell you it's excruciating painful. And when I was talking to my friend Michelle, she's had four, she was like, oh yeah, it was horrific. And I chose to do it again. And I was like, what? I don't know. So I'm either going to have a scheduled C-section, be induced at like 39 weeks. I'm going to try my best to talk to my OBGYN when it's time for me to have a child, if I can't do surrogacy. And I'm going to say, I want to try to avoid labor pains as much as possible. I feel like I'm still traumatized by it, and please don't ever do it. Like, it is so painful. I can't describe to you the pain, but I was sweating. I was dry heaving, right? I had so much saliva. I was pale as a ghost. It took me about 20 minutes to recover, and then I was able to drive myself home. It was so bad. Let me know, do you guys have a horrific IUD experience, or maybe you have a really positive one? Well, that's all I have for you on this episode of A Conversation with Jenna. But remember, the conversation doesn't have to end here. If you have thoughts and opinions on my thoughts and opinions, you can email me at aconversationwithjenna@gmail.com. Please rate and review my podcast on whatever platform you listen on. I would greatly appreciate it. Don't let the things you want make you forget the things you have. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to talk to you next time. Bye.